I can't say that for sure. I was truly taking things slowly, kind of phase by phase. Nobody could give me a real timetable of predictions, as far as physical recovery. I had never switched teams before. I had no idea how long it would take to form some chemistry offensively, to get comfortable into the culture. I talked to some other players that had changed teams, and I think it just depends on the individual, how you mesh with your new teammates, how comfortable you are in your new surroundings. And so the folks here in Denver, the city and the organization sure have made me feel welcome. That has certainly been very helpful. I put a lot of hard work in, and a lot of people, teammates, coaches, trainers have helped me along the way. So we've definitely come a long way in 2 years, and bouncing back from last year's playoff loss to put ourselves in this position, it feels very gratifying.
Quite simply, what's it feel like to get back to the Super Bowl?
Well, it's an exciting feeling. I can remember both times that we won the AFC Championship. I'm an AFC guy. I'm biased toward this conference, and so I think it's a hard conference to win. And you feel like you've done something to win the championship. You realize that you still want to win one more game. Whoever we're playing is going to be a tremendous opponent, whether it's San Francisco or Seattle. But you do take a moment to realize that we have done something special here, and you certainly want to win one more. Well, there's still one more game to play. I think we'll enjoy this, and you take it. You definitely have to take time to save you the moment. I know I certainly will. Being in my 16th season, going to my third Super Bowl, I know how hard it is to get there. It is extremely difficult. So it is. You do have to take a moment and enjoy the locker room with your teammates, and enjoy, a dinner tonight with your family and friends. I think it's important to do that, and I will do that. And then, starting tomorrow, we'll start preparing for whoever it is we're playing.
What was clicking? I mean, it seemed like those crossing patterns.
I thought Adam had a good game plan. We thought we did have to run some crossing patterns. New England has a physical secondary, and if you're running all, straight, vertical down the field, intermediate routes, that's tough. You have to have some of that, but also have some crossing routes. And that's what we learned. That was some of our notes coming out of the first time we played them. And so I thought Adam had a good game plan. I think they do a great job of taking away kind of your key receiver. And with us, we've spread the ball around so well all season. It's hard to know who really to key on, because on any given play, one of five guys can get the ball. And I think that puts pressure on a defense.
When they got the nine,
no, well, I mean, look, certainly we kept wanting to score points, and we know how much pride that organization has and how explosive Tom Brady and that offense can be at any time. So every time we got the ball, we were trying to be aggressive. We were trying to score touchdowns. We were really disappointed when we had to settle for a field goal. When we had the ball on the two-yard line, we had a close play to Julius, and we just couldn't come up with it. So certainly we were looking to score touchdowns and try to make it a two-score, three-score lead, and we were disappointed that we weren't able to do that early in the game. And our defense did a good job stopping them on that two-point conversion. It was nice 2 weeks in a row to finish the game with the ball. I thought Adam was aggressive. We were throwing it on that last drive, and thought that made a big difference. Yeah, to keep Tom Brady on the sidelines is a good thing. That is something that that you try to do when you're playing against the Patriots. And we did a good job on third down converting. I thought our first and second down stuff was good. Our field position was never very good. And to overcome two holding penalties, it seems like, or at least on that one holding penalty on that one drive where we had a first down, they backed us up, and we were still able to overcome that and then overcome a couple of more, that was a good thing. You try to eliminate those penalties, but if you have them, you want to be able to overcome them. And I thought We did a good job maintaining possession of the football. It would have been nice to have scored more touchdowns as opposed to field goals, but it was certainly enough to win. Yeah, oh, I'm certainly happy for Champ. I know a lot of people are. There's a guy in his, let's see, Champ's 1 year younger than me, right? So he's in his 15th season. And like I said, it's hard to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's hard to win it, but I'm telling you, it's hard to get there. So I'm happy for Champ. I know he's excited. He played well today. I'm glad that he's back out there on the field. You know, he's battled through some injuries and has stayed at it and has been committed to his rehab. And I know he's excited, and I'm certainly happy for him.
Hey, 2 years ago, Eli, in the Super Bowl, now you have a chance to do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, I guess that's pretty coincidental that it worked out that way, that, you know, Eli, the Giants played in Indianapolis, and we get a chance to play in New York. So, hey, our team is excited. We know we're going to play a heck of an opponent, and, you know, we'll address that, you know, once we find out who it is and when we talk next week. So, but our team is going to we're going to savor this one. This was a good team victory to beat a team. I mean, you could rename the AFC Championship after the Patriots. I mean, they've been here so many times, and they know how to win big games. So to beat them was a significant win. I thought our fans were outstanding. I thought they made a big difference. You know, looked like the crowd noise may have been a factor for them. I know our offense thrived on the energy that the fans provided today, and that was certainly important. Well, hey, I'm all for whatever Coach Fox wants to do, and so I think you have to be prepared to go for it, and so you're not surprised if he says go for it. So, you know, you're thinking go for it. He wants to kick a field goal. Let's kick a field goal. That was good to get points on that possession. We started backed up, and that's where we had the holding penalty. And once again, we would like to have scored touchdowns, and so we'll continue to work on our red zone. We knew we were getting the ball back the first series of the second half, and we were able to get a touchdown on that drive.
I like the adversity you faced this year, the loss of Ryan Clady, the uncertainty over Manny Ramirez, whether he could play center.
Right.
How has your offensive line come together in the face of that adversity?
Those guys have been through, like you said, a great deal of adversity, and they've overcome a lot of obstacles. I'm extremely proud of Manny. I remember all off season long, you know, Manny was working center, but yet he was probably the second team center. And then we signed another, you know, Dan Copen. So I think Manny found out then he probably was the third team center. And he has just continued to work and, you know, playing in, you know, Indianapolis for, you know, as seasoned a center as you possibly could have. And Jeff Saturday, it has been a change. And Manny and I have continued to communicate and talk, take snaps every single day. You're always talking scenarios. He's just gotten better and better. He's one of our strongest guys on the team, and I'm just proud of the way he's improved all season. And then Chris Clark, you know, replacing Ryan Clady, arguably the best left tackle in the game. That is not an easy job to replace, and just proud of the way he's improved, and he's seized that opportunity. And you know, Orlando and Vasquez and Zane have just really, it's been a close-knit unit. And those guys played great today, and I'm real proud of them.
What was your conversation like with Tom after the game?
Tom congratulated me and wished me luck. And, you know, I said, you know, told him what a great player, you know, that I've said to him a number of times, what a great player that I think that he is. And he was very classy in his conversation with me. I found that it is important. I know Coach Fox will address our plan tomorrow, you know, how we plan to prepare for this week and next week. But I think it is very important to get to know your opponent this week while you have somewhat of a normal itinerary. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we do, and we're a ton of shotgun. We all know that. And so Manny and I take a number of snaps. And it was a good snap. I think, you know, possibly New England does a great job disguising coverages, and so you do want to get a post snap read on their coverages. And your job is to look the ball in. I'm not sure I looked it in all the way, and I was trying to get a read on McCourty or Gregory, but then I thought I had it, and I bobbled it again, and so I was glad to finally get a hold of the grip and get the laces, and I know my quarterback's coach will be proud of me. I was able to still go through my progression on that play and find an open receiver.
So when you make a positive out of a play like that, does that tell you it's going to be a
difference? Well, it doesn't guarantee anything. I was smiling a little bit and laughing that was a pretty unique play, and I'm sure some people will have some fun with me when we're watching the game film tomorrow on that particular play. So. Right.
Was the play originally a running play, or did you audible into it? Why did you spend 10 yards on that play?
Yeah, no, it was not. And we were, Adam and I talked, we've always talked situations, and, we're on the 40. We're, need 5 yards to ensure a field goal, to ensure points at that particular, point on the field. And so we're calling a play looking for the first down, and wasn't 100% sure that the play we had, was going to get us the first down and had a chance to possibly, be an incompletion. And just said, boy, I hate to have to punt from here on the 40 when we did have a pretty good drive just to get to that point. And so thought New England was playing pass coverage, and so we did audible to a run play, and got it versus the right look where really we should have gotten 10 yards, and I thought that's what should occur once I made that check. But I know for sure we would have gotten into Prater's range, and it was a good run by Noshon, but really we just got him versus the right defense. Tlaib's an excellent player. Demarius is going to be a big part of our game plan. My coach always used to say irregardless, but I always thought it was a double negative. I always thought I meant to regard, but I'm not sure. If Demarius was going to be part of the game plan, no matter who was guarding him, and then once Tlaib went down, we thought, we certainly got to get the ball to Demarius again. But once again, we've spread the ball around pretty well all season, and I thought today was kind of a good example of what we've done all season, spreading the ball around.
Peyton, to a man in the locker room, they were happiest for you because they know that you're the guy that gets the criticism and defeat if you don't win enough in the playoffs or don't win enough against Tom Brady. What do you think about that type of scrutiny? Do you feel that as you go into a game, and how do you deal with it?
Well, I think playing quarterback, there's certainly a number of things that come along with it, being the starting quarterback of an NFL franchise. And so you have to, try to keep a level head after a win, after a loss, not get too high, too low. I think that advice has served me well. I'm glad my teammates are happy for me. I'm happy for them. And this truly has been a team this year, and we pull for one another. We support each other, and happy for guys. And so, you have to eventually focus on, doing your job, playing quarterback, and that's what I was focused on today. Nothing more than that. And I prepared hard. We knew we were playing a good football team that was well coached, and I thought we executed our game plan. And that's what I was focused on all week.
Last question, Artie, please.
Peyton, Tom Fox, of the four coaches left this weekend, seems to be the one that's maybe the lowest key, lowest recognition. How much credit do you think he should get for kind of guiding this team, steering it through the minefields, including his own situation?
Well, Coach Fox has been through a lot this season, and nobody can really understand what his health scare was and just how he felt during that time. And so, our team supported him while he was away, and we were glad to get him back. And hey, you're a head coach, and you're leading the team to a Super Bowl. You deserve a ton of credit. He's been our leader. The players rally around him, and he has kept us working hard during these past couple of weeks in the postseason. I know he prepares to, he's prepared to do that again for us this week. And so we're glad he's our head coach and glad he's our leader.
Thank you, Peyton.
Okay, thank you all.